And the reason we saw yesterday, according to the Rashi on the Mishnah, is Mishum Bir. So Machlokas HaTanoim and Pesachim, for the Bir has to be done by Eretz Yisrael or B'chutzlar. It has to be done in Eretz Yisrael. Of course, we understand that you shouldn't take the Paris to Chutzlar for fear that the Bir will not be able to take place properly in Eretz Yisrael. Fine. This is what it says. So it was pointed out to me yesterday, the Shia seems to be a stira in the Rash. Because the Rash is the Shabir, but the Rash that was on the Maramakim, the Rash that is paired with Koas Kohanim, is a completely different reason. Because we're afraid we're going to pay us to Chutzlars for fear that the Bir will not be able to take place properly in Eretz Yisrael. Fine, this is what it says. So it was pointed out to me yesterday, the Shia seems to be a stira in the Rash. Because the Rashi is the Shabir, but the Rashi that was on the Maramakim, the Rashi that's paired with Koas Kohanim, is a completely different reason. Because we're afraid we're going to mix up Peres Shvias and Peres Chutzlaret, and you'll be Noyek Belik Dusha Shvias, the average fruits and vegetables in Eretz Yisrael and Shemitah, you know it's probably has Kusha Shvias. But you go to New York, you're going to think that it's Kusha Shvias, so you mix it up. So therefore, to prevent this mix up, they said, don't take it out of Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Rashi and the Ravid both say. In the parish of the Torah's column. So the Kstira Rash B'nei Ubey, so the Mishkut Yosef and Chelik Beis, Simon Chav Dalit, says, well, this is one of the proofs that they bring, that the Rash in the Torah's column is not the Rash. One of the many Stiras they point out, that I've already, we mentioned one of before, that it's unlike it's really the Rash. Another Rishon, alright, it's probably not the Rash. Okay. The Issa to be multi Paris, the Chutzor, the Dorayus, or the Rabbonim. Very important to know. Ein motzi in Paris. What kind of din is it? Is it a din d'oraisa? Or is it a din d'rabbonah? So, he says, he quotes the Chalas Mishnah to the Rabbonah. Because all these Rishonim seem to hold us to the Rabbonah too. The Gibbon has a reason for it. And I said, the passion is that if the reason doesn't apply, then it doesn't apply. Although that Shina time of the Krah, it would be a din d'oraisa. So apparently they say it must be a din d'rabbonah. We spoke about once, actually twice, two summers we gave it so completely different areas of halacha, that maybe if it's not a din mefurish with our eyes, you would be with darsh in time of the crop. It came up by Tepto Severs with Makipura, I think it was one of them, and Kalamoy, something like that. I really forgot where it came up. We once had maybe a losses go to the way it came up. I already forgot. It came up a few times that maybe it's not mefurish because when you do darshin and tama, maybe this right wouldn't be a complete right. But pashas is only the rabbonim. Remember we pointed out yesterday there's a big problem in the Giras and the Rash. And everyone's my gear this way and my gear the other way. All kinds of our goal. Tolsvis is not that way. Tolsvis is everything a year later. Rabbi Natam over there explains that the bias was Chorev in the 421st year, which was the year 69 was the Churban, the year 70 was Motsoi Shemitah. Oh, that means that. Yeah, but I keep adding the year because of the toll with the autumn. That's that kind of story. Forgive me for that. That's how it comes out according to the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam is the same thing. The Rambam says, splits. He says it was Chorev and Tav Chof, which was Shemitah year. Was it a bias of Chorev and Motzi Shemitah? It means the end of a Shemitah year. But Motzi Shemitah is the year after the Churban. It also comes out it's the same as Tosfos. And the Rashbam has did a fourth Shemitah. That the Chorav was by with Chorav and Tavchav Aleph, and we add a year, we start counting from Tavchav Beis, but you don't make the 1 year adjustment. He's counting from Molad Tov, not from Molad Adam. According to all these three sheets, the Rashbam and Rambam and Tosfos, it comes out that this year is Shemitah. But the Rashi Lir was Shemitah. So if you look on the Or Halacha Rav Zev, he goes to more Cheshbonet a little bit. Halacha Lamar, we assume that this year is Shemitah, we cannot be Mekel based on Das Rashi. We read one more line before we stop the Shia. Please turn. Shvius Perek Tes Mishnah Tes. The last line, where it says, Ha'ochel me'isa shvius ad shalohurma chalosa chayev misa. What is it saying over here? That peir is shvius achayev and chala. Why are they chayev and chala? So the Rambam tells you a chiddush gadol over here. The last line is in the Rambam. Last line. Shadin Isas Shvias Kadin Shara Isals Afa Pishahiman a Hefker. This is a major problem. Isn't there a rule that Hefker is Potter from Shmit, from Truma and from Meiser and presumably from Chala as well? So how can I tell us over here in Perish Mishnah Shvias that Hefker is Potter min a Chala? So Baruch Hashem, we made a Haschala Masechta Chala. And tomorrow, Mr. Shem, will start in the Perek Aleph of Chala to analyze this question.